Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning, the first Sunday of the new year, is Taking Care of Business. Based in Luke chapter 2, verses 48 to 49, I'll read to you the more familiar King James Version where it reads, "And when his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us thusly? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress.' And he said to them, 'Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?'" You'll find in your sermon outline, your bulletin, the sermon outline printed on the blue sheet. I encourage you to follow that as we consider our theme, Taking Care of Business. Well, I couldn't resist. The famous Canadian band Bachman Turner Overdrive has a wonderful song, indeed titled, Taking Care of Business. It's a fun song with a catchy tune, and let me just share some of the verses, but especially the chorus. You get up every morning from your alarm clock's warning and take the 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up above and people pushing, people shoving, and the girls who try to look pretty. And if your train's on time, you can get to work by 9 and start your slaving job to get your pay. If you ever get annoyed, look at me. I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. In today's gospel reading, we find both the boy Jesus and his parents, Mary and Joseph, taking care of business. Point one of our sermon, being a parent means taking care of business. It means providing for your children's physical needs. 1 Timothy 5:8 says this, "If anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and he is worse than an unbeliever." Did you catch Paul's strong words? Not taking care of your children or your family, Paul says, is equivalent to denying your Christian faith. But also being a parent taking care of business means providing for your children's spiritual needs. Proverbs 22:6. "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." The Bible couldn't be any more direct or any more clear. The spiritual habits, the spiritual priorities that parents set, and grandparents as well, the spiritual habits and priorities that parents and even grandparents talk about, model, demonstrate, and teach, can be those spiritual habits and priorities that children will take with them through their adult years. But as we try to take care of business, there are challenges. We can become physically separated from our child. We work far too many long hours. We fill our calendar with too many activities week after week after week. Broken homes can result, and that results in far less face-to-face time with parents and children. In today's gospel reading, Mary and Joseph became physically separated from their son, Jesus. Listen again to some of the verses. "The child Jesus grew, became strong, filled with wisdom. The favor of God was upon him, and his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him." Now, there's an understatement, if I ever saw one in Scripture. They returned to Jerusalem and they searched for him. Imagine the scene. The Holy Family, with their relatives, as Don mentioned correctly in our children's sermon, traveled with a big group of people. They went to this big Passover feast. It's like going home for Christmas. And they turned around and thought he was with this person or that person, and they lost him. They went back to Jerusalem, and the text says they began searching for him. There is no more helpless feeling than to have a lost child. Who here has ever had a lost child or been separated for a time from their child, even if it's just for a short period of time? Now, it's been 45 years ago, but I still remember the look of panic on my parents' faces when my young brother, who was age 5, went missing for 3.5 hours in our hometown of Spokane, Washington. It turns out, my brother Mike, at 5 years old, was found 2 miles away from home, looking for lost little baby turtles that got out of his shoebox. He must have thought they had rocket boosters to go 2 miles away. But the truth is, my friends, we can also become spiritually separated from our children. Remember the prodigal son in Luke 15? He took his inheritance. He thumbed his nose at the old man. He left his father. He lost his dignity. He lost his faith. He lost everything and ended up eating and slopping the pigs. And then in one of the most single precious verses of all Holy Scripture, one of the verses I've asked Beverly to make sure she has at my service of funeral or memorial is Luke 15:20, that says this. While the son was still afar off, the father saw him, had compassion on him, ran to him, threw his arms around his neck, and he kissed him. Just picture the scene. The son had blown it. The son had left behind his father, his family, his faith. Any households that resonates with today here? He left. And while he was still afar off, Luke 15:20 says, the father went running to him. What does that mean? The father never gave up looking for him. And as soon as he saw him, the father went running to him, threw his arms around his neck and kissed him. Now, at that time, people quoting the Greek philosopher Aristotle said this: great men never run in public. Well, any of you know me, I run 6 days a week, so what does that tell you? No surprise. But this man didn't care what the social mores were. That was his son. He was lost. The father went running to him, threw his arm around his neck, and he kissed him. What a picture of our Heavenly Father. Never giving up on us. You're going to hear this again in this sermon, but if you have children who aren't where they should be with the Lord, don't you ever give up on them. When the son was still afar off, the father went running, and he's still running to us today. Back to our sermon. That was a commercial. Where are our children today spiritually? We need to ask that question. It's an important question whether our child is 10 years old, 18 years old, 25 years old, or 55 years old. More than a few of you in this congregation, more than a few people in many Christian congregations are struggling with this very issue. You've talked to me about it. This is a burden on my heart, on yours, on Don's, who works with our young people, on the elders of Trinity Lutheran Church. There are godly and wise and loving ways to address this issue. And if you want help, please come and talk. That office door is always open. But it just so happens over the Christmas break, I read a new book. The book is entitled Already Gone, Look at your sermon outline, Roman numeral 2, point D. It's a good book. Already gone. The subtitle is Why Our Children Are Leaving the Church and What We Can Do About It. It's a book I'm bringing to our area pastors and asking them to read and discuss, especially in our circuit. You can go to Amazon.ca or a bookstore. It'll be the best $10 you've invested in a while. More for shipping and handling if you order it. But this is important business that we are be looking after. This is a part of taking care of business as a parent, as a congregation. Now back to today's gospel reading. Jesus himself was also taking care of business. Now note the artist's rendition on your bulletin cover. Will you look at that for a moment, please? Look at this cover. And as you look at the cover, please let me read aloud to you pertinent verses. See in this picture if you can find Jesus, the religious leaders, and Mary and Joseph. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know I must be about my father's business?" In the Jerusalem temple at age 12. Now, I want you just a moment to picture one of the confirmation boys. One of the young men who were in our confirmation class this year, they're all age 12 or 13. Picture them at that age and picture Jesus in the temple at this time. Jesus is discussing Holy Scripture. He's explaining the truths of the Holy Scriptures to the biblical scholars and religious leaders. Do you know anybody with a doctorate in theology? Well, all it means, all PhD means, piled higher and deeper. That's all it really means. Jesus is discussing the scriptures with these learned theologians. He's telling them what God's word says. I wish I could have been there to listen to his lesson. He was taking care of his father's business. But now move the clock up about 20 years later, and Jesus was found taking care of his father's business at the cross. What was the father's business at the cross? If you've tuned out of the sermon, now's the time to tune back in. What was the business Jesus was taking care of in his father's name at the cross? This business was paying for the sins of the world. This business was dying for you and me in our place. This business was making you, O sinner, right with the holy God. This business was opening up for all the gates of heaven. And what is his father's business that continues in and through his church? Make no mistake about it. Jesus promised that wherever his people gather, he is in their midst. So Jesus is here in this place. When his word is preached or his word is taught, when the sacraments of Holy Communion and baptism are celebrated, he is here to strengthen the faith of believers. He is here to draw unbelievers to the very heart of God. He is here to deliver to all people the forgiveness of sins. He is here to help us to live as God's children in an increasingly godless society. He is here to encourage, to lift up, to equip young families to live happy and healthy lives. He is here to prepare us all for eternity. And the Christian church, my friends, is the only place where these gifts are given. Now back to our Lord Jesus. What is His Father's business in the future and for all eternity? It's simply this: to bring you, your children, and all whom you love to be with Him forever in heaven. And to assure you right now, whatever life throws your way, you have a Savior whose love and faithfulness for you will never quit, will never give up. Thank God that Jesus is taking care of business yesterday, today, and forever. Thank God that the theme of Jesus' entire life and ministry, yes, can be summed up in the chorus of that Bachman-Turner Overdrive song. Jesus is taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. Taking care of business, it's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. My friends, Jesus is taking care of business. And He's taking care of business for you. Amen.